we are going to show you that statistically, this nation has lost four generations of geniuses, scientists, musicians, artists, and other productive citizens. The effect of abortion on minority groups in the U.S. over the past four decades has been even more devastating. Leaders in African American communities estimate that the black population in America has shrunk 30% in the past 40 years, and it is estimated that out of every 1,000 black pregnancies, 501 are aborted. Hispanic communities haven't fared much better, as you will read in the following section. The second most common argument for legalizing abortion was for the sake of victims of rape and incest, and yet the vast majority of sexual assault victims, an estimated 75 to 85%, do not want to abort their pregnancies, and incest victims actually see their pregnancy as a way of proving, and thus ending, the incestuous relationship. According to David C. Reardon, author of Aborted Women, Silent No More. This topic also will be discussed in further detail. Furthermore, the abortionist has been found to be the pedophile's best friend, as you will read in Chapter 11. A third argument for legalizing abortion, particularly second and third trimester abortion, is to preserve the life of the mother. That laughably specious argument will be put to rest by an obstetrician who will explain that he has terminated many high-risk pregnancies by performing cesarean sections. He has never had to sacrifice a baby in order to save the mother's life during his 33-year career. Inevitably, at some point in the future, the U.S. Congress and the Supreme Court will acknowledge that the personhood of the unborn 24-week-old aborted baby is every bit as valid as that of the many premature infants of the same age who are saved every day in neonatal units across the country. The groundwork for pursuing the establishment of personhood for the unborn has already been put into place with the passage of two federal acts, the Born Alive Infants Protection Act of 2002 and the Unborn Victims of Violence Act of 2004, which we will discuss in depth in a later chapter. As methods improve, medicine will make it possible to enable still younger premature babies to thrive. Sometime in the not-so-distant future, it will finally be legally acknowledged that abortion is the same kind of misguided and barbaric 1900s practice as lobotomies, electric chairs, and gas chambers, each of which ostensibly started out as an advanced scientific solution and is now seen as truly inhumane and cruel. Each of these solutions were widely accepted in their time and believed to be well-intended, but as the saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. When the truth was discovered and the public was enlightened, the methods were rejected by a moral and civilized United States of America. Abortion at some point will be widely recognized as feticide, and all too often, infanticide. Abortion will be rejected as gruesome, barbaric, and immoral, especially since it is now known for certain that unborn children as young as 8 weeks gestation can feel pain. Even if we are not immediately successful in making abortion illegal, we have the opportunity to create a new era when girls and women, as well as society as a whole, will be more openly encouraged to truly embrace, value, and respect womanhood, and to take measures to prevent unwanted pregnancy so that abortion clinics will be unnecessary and out of business. In that event, we will find every doctor, nurse, and nursing assistant of good conscience going back to work saving babies and not killing them. We will do our part to encourage this with a presentation based on logic, fact, and reason. And if you take the time to continue on this journey, we will give you a joyful glimpse at a new 21st century approach to preventing or coping with unplanned parenthood.